welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and tonight we'll be listening to the early 1960s music of a man once called the High Priest of Hip, whose songs of humor, narrative, and protest occupy a unique place in the jazz canon. It's But I Was Cool, Oscar Brown Jr., tonight on Nightlights.
Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. Breaking rocks, I tell, on a chain gang, 'cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got so terrible long to go. I commit the crime, Lord, I need you. I'm a being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it in a wagon and a wagon. But I still got so terrible long to go. And Churchy say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you guanaco. I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it in a wagon and a wagon. But I still got so terrible long to go. Wanna see my sweet honey baby? Wanna break this chain off and run? I wanna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been awakened and awakened, but I still got so terrible long to go. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. I dwell in a dark dominion, away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. Teach a course in ruination from the devil's text to fools who can't withstand temptation. Step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts a prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of sly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, 'cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover, she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for kicks. For kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks. Just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's
simple servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kick.
Oscar Brown Jr. performing his composition Mr. Kicks, a bonus track for the 1996 reissue of his Columbia album Sin and Soul. And from that album we also heard Work Song, the melody written by Nat Adderley and the lyrics added by Oscar Brown Jr. This is David Brent Johnson, and during this Nightlights program, we'll be delving into the early 1960s work of Oscar Brown Jr., a songwriter, storyteller, and purveyor of both humor and social protest, whose work set a precedent for later African-American jazz and soul performers such as Gil Scott-Heron. Oscar Brown Jr. was born in Chicago in 1926. He got into the entertainment and media business early on. At age 15, he starred in a national radio series called Secret City. And when he was 21, he started one of the first black news programs, a daily show called Negro News Front. He got involved with the labor movement and progressive politics and actually ran, albeit unsuccessfully, for political office in both the Illinois State Legislature and the U.S. House of Representatives. His father was a well-to-do Chicago Southside attorney and real estate broker and tried pretty hard to steer him into a business career. But during the 1950s, Brown began to write songs. Columbia Records ended up signing him to a contract, and he made his recording debut in 1960 with Sin and Soul. And around this time, he also co-wrote We Insist, the Freedom Now suite with Max Roach, which was a groundbreaking civil rights jazz album. Brown was also a master of comedic hip, as evidenced by this song, which also appeared on his 1960 Columbia debut, Sin and Soul. This is But I Was Cool, Oscar Brown Jr. on Nightlights.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool. So I went for the road it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said, I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. Say, be cool, stay cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
get them in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Beat them in. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Beat them in, get them in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Beat them in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you've seen her. She's young and right, make a darn good breeder. Beat them in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Beat them in, get them in. Here's a bit of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let them look at her flanks. Beat them in. 350's beating, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Beat them in, get them in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid them in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid them in, get them in, bid them in.
Said the signifying monkey to the lion one day,
hey, there's a great big elephant down the way. Going round talking, I'm sorry to say, about your mama in a scandalous way. Yes, he's talking about your mama and your grandma too, and he don't show too much respect for you. Now, you weren't there, and I sure am glad, cause what he said about your mama made me mad.
Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me.
The lion said,
yeah, well, I'll fix him. I'll tear that elephant limb from limb.
Then he shook the jungle with a mighty roar, took off like a shot from a .44. He found the elephant where the tall grass grows and said,
I come to punch you in your long nose.
The elephant looked at the lion in surprise and said,
boy, you better go pick on somebody your size.
But the lion wouldn't listen. He made a pass. The elephant slapped him down in the grass. The lion roared and sprung from the ground. And that's when that elephant really went to town. I mean, he whipped that lion for the rest of the day. And I still don't see how the lion got away. But he dragged on off, more dead than alive. And that's when that monkey started his signifying jive.
Signifying monkey, stay in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me.
The monkey looked down and said,
ooh-wee, what is this beat up mess I see? Is that you, lion? Do tell, man, he whipped your head to a fairly well. Give you a beating that was rough or nothing. You supposed to be king of the jungle. Ain't that some stuff, you big overgrown pussycat? Don't you roar. I'll hop down there and whoop you some more.
The monkey got to laughing and jumping up and down, but his foot missed the limb and he plunged to the ground. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, gonna grind that monkey a hamburger meat. The monkey looked up with tears in his eyes and said, please, Mr. Lion, I apologize. I meant no harm. Please, let me go. And I'll tell you something you really need to know.
Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me.
The lion stepped back to hear what he'd say, and that monkey scampered up a tree and got away. What I wanna tell you, the monkey hollered then, is if you fool with me, I'll stick the elephant on you again. The lion just shook his head and said, you jive, if you and your monkey children wanna keep alive, up in them trees is where you better stay. And that's where they are to this very day. Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not. No, you better not. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me. Dream of a land my soul is from. I hear a hand stroke on a drum. Shades of delight, Cuckoo, rich as a night, Afro blue. Elegant boy, beautiful girl, dancing for joy, delicate. Whirl, shades of delight, Cuckoo, rich as a night, Afro blue. Two young lovers are face to face with undulating grace. They gently sway then slip away to some secluded place. Shades of delight, Cuckoo, rich as a night, Afro blue. Whispering trees echo their sighs, passionate pleas, tender replies, shades of delight, Cuckoo, rich as a night, Afro blue. Lovers in flight, upward they glide, burst at the height, slowly subside, shades of delight, Cuckoo, rich as a night, Afro blue. And my slumbering fantasy assumes reality, until it seems it's not a dream, the two are you and me. Shades of delight, Cuckoo, rich as a night, Afro blue.
Oscar Brown Jr. with Afro Blue, the melody by Mongo Santamaria, the lyrics written by Oscar Brown Jr. from the 1960 Columbia album Sin and Soul. Afro Blue, one of several jazz hits, along with Bobby Timmons' Dat Dare and Nat Adderley's Work Song that Brown wrote lyrics for. We also heard several of Brown's compositions from that album, Signifying Monkey, Bit 'Em In, and But I Was Cool, songs that I think really demonstrate the broad range of Oscar Brown Jr.'s songwriting abilities. Bit 'Em In, a withering look at the slave block, and Signifying Monkey and But I Was Cool, kind of a hipster trickster tales, as it were, all of those from Sin and Soul, reissued in 1996 by Columbia, with a number of bonus tracks, some of which came from Oscar Brown Jr.'s trying his hand at writing for the stage. He wrote a musical called Kicks and Company, and although the production never actually made it to Broadway, Brown recorded several of its songs for his early 1960s Columbia albums. The song we're going to hear next, Man, Earnest Boy, is a speech from the musical Kicks and Company, in which the character Silky addresses another character, Ernest, an African-American who's sold out the cause of civil rights in the interest of advancing his own financial gain. Oscar Brown Jr. with Man, Earnest Boy on Nightlights.
Man, Earnest Boy, you into something now. And I've been telling folks all he's nowhere. You really had me in your trick bag. Wow. You almost got me thinking I'm the square. You're making all the money, all the bras. You cop the car, your closet's full of clothes. Man, you're pulling off the sweetest of all frauds. You sure had me fooled with that righteous pose. Man, Earnest Boy, you after my own heart. Why, you dropped that city nonsense just like that. Abandoned ship, deserted it, got smart. Mm-hmm. And showed the world you know just where it's at. The trouble with most colored people is we just don't know how to grab things for ourselves. We let this white man claim the world is his. And then sell us high-priced pieces off his shelves. Man, Earnest Boy, you get yourself some cash. And go get integrated in some banks. And never mind these church folks talking trash. When they say, wait for heaven, say no thanks. Don't preach to me, just pay me what I'm worth. Yeah. And then put your money in some real estate. Get your reward while you're right here on earth. And if there is a heaven, let it wait. Folks yelling sell out cause you getting rich. Can't stand to see a brother get ahead. They call you Uncle Tom, now that's a switch. But you pay no mind to all that's being said. Forget them poor sharecroppers, let them plow. Sit in, fit in, get in best way they can. Cause, Earnest Boy, you into something now. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm glad to see you with it, man.
When I was a lad, simple notions I had. There was wrong, here was right. It was plain black and white. Oh, but now that I'm grown, in the world on my own, the scenes I survey show nothing but gray. The sun doesn't shine down on my street. The skies look as heavy as lead. The grass blends right into the concrete. Since I woke up one day to discover world full of gray. I looked all around for the bright spots, the lights that could lead me ahead. I must not have in the right spots. Nothing bright, nothing gay, just a muddy old world full of gray. When I was a child, I thought Dame Fortune smiled. Life became a parade, and a man had it made. Oh, but now I'm a man, and at crossroads I stand. confronted with doubt, no tender bout. At night in my sleep I hear voices. I'm never quite certain what's said. They offer me too many choices. There's no black, there's no white. Where's wrong, where is right? I'm confused and unable to say how. Does a man find his way in a world full of gray? I got a long, long journey. Sing hallelujah. I'd better get started early. Sing hallelujah. Sing out for the Lord to help you, 'cause the Lord is a mighty strong. Don't worry about your heavy load, the Lord's gonna help you along. Last night, I heard my Lord a-calling, sing hallelujah. Sinner, you better quit your stalling, sing hallelujah. Sing out for the Lord to help you, 'cause the Lord is mighty strong. Don't worry about your heavy load, the Lord's gonna help you along. So peaceful in the promised land, sing hallelujah. Since my Savior took me by my hand, sing hallelujah. Sing out for the Lord to help you, 'cause the Lord is mighty strong. Don't worry about your heavy load, the Lord's gonna help you along.
Oscar Brown Jr. with Sing Hallelujah from his 1963 Columbia LP, Tells It Like It Is. We also heard Man, Earnest Boy and World of Gray from his musical Kicks and Company. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights.
The sea, the sky, and you and I, sea and sky, and you and I, know all blues, all shades, all blues.
We're focusing on the early 1960s music of Oscar Brown Jr. on Night Lights, songwriter, performer, and TV personality as he became in the early 1960s, who wrote a number of humorous narrative and social protest songs that are still widely respected today in the jazz canon. Oscar Brown Jr. had made his record debut in 1960 with the Columbia LP Sin and Soul. He also landed a very successful gig at the Village Vanguard in New York City and made an appearance on the Today Show, really raising his profile in the world of jazz vocalists. He would record several more albums for Columbia after Sin and Soul. We're going to hear more now from an album called Tells It Like It Is that was released in 1963. Starting off with a song that had a melody written by jazz pianist, composer, and arranger Duke Pearson. This is Janine. You're listening to Oscar Brown Jr. on Night Lights.
Last time I saw Janine, she looked just like a royal queen. As she cruised by with some wealthy guy in a Cadillac limousine. Last time I saw Janine. Last time I saw Janine. Recall when we were 17. I was her beau not too long ago, but too short of the good long green to satisfy Janine. So she moved away from the old neighborhood, and I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the dollar sign stood in between. It was love lost to a rising cost, and since then I haven't seen Janine. Away from the old neighborhood, and I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the dollar sign stood in between. It was love lost due to rising cost, and since then I haven't seen Janine.
Surrender, sweet is words.
Oh, that I entreat, and the wisdom of the turtle dove. In love, Lord, so help me to stay in love.
Oscar Brown Jr. performing his composition, The Tree and Me, a sort of meditation on death, from his 1963 Columbia album, Tells It Like It Is. From that same album, we heard two other pieces, So Help Me, a love song that he wrote, co-wrote with Les McCann, the jazz pianist, wrote the melody for that, and also Janine, which Oscar Brown Jr. co-wrote with Duke Pearson. Pearson, another jazz pianist, contributing the melody to that number, all of those from the 1963 album, Tells It Like It Is. Well, around this time, Oscar Brown Jr. was also serving as the host of a legendary TV show, the Steve Allen-produced Jazz Scene USA, and he was continuing to record for Columbia. In 1962, he had done an album for them that was sort of a departure from the music that we've heard so far. It was an album of standards called In a New Mood. He was backed by a larger group, a kind of orchestra, and it was conducted and arranged by Ralph Burns, who had been the arranger for the Woody Herman Big Band in the late 1940s. We'll hear several selections from that, starting with this one, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, Oscar Brown Jr. on Nightlights.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, and I didn't care. Take my friends out really big time, buy them big, thick sirloins, fine wine. Oh, but now I have fallen low. Ain't got no money, no place to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze that fella till George Washington grins. 'Cause nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. And your friend,
what friend? You haven't any.
Just as soon as you back on your feet again, everybody is your long lost friend. But it's so true, without a doubt, nobody knows you when you're down and out. Well,
people say a man is made out of mud, a poor man's made out of muscle and blood, and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. Loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the star boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble of my middle name. I was raised in a canebrake by an old mama line. Can a high-toned woman make me walk the line? You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. See me coming, better step aside. Lot of men didn't, lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. Load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call, I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. It's a quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another quarter in the machine. Man, I'm feeling so bad. I hope you'll make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but you got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say. When I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's all talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer, I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road, that long, long road.
Oscar Brown Jr. performing Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's One for My Baby and One More for the Road from his 1962 Columbia LP In a New Mood. We also heard from that album Oscar Brown Jr. doing Merle Travis's 16 Tons and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Around 1963, Oscar Brown Jr. starred in an English musical with Annie Ross called Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am. He left the Columbia label and did a new recording for the Fontana label in 1964, a live recording at the Cellar Door in Washington, D.C., with new compositions that continued to display his multifaceted songwriting abilities, including his unique talent for acerbic social protest. Here's Oscar Brown Jr. and 40 Acres and a Mule on Nightlights.
You know, I always enjoy playing Washington, D.C. Makes me feel not only among friends, but close to the seat of government. Provides me with an opportunity to deliver, for example, this open letter pressed into my hands by a man on my street. If I am not mistaken, I once read, back during that short spell I spent in school, where every slave set free was supposed to get, for slaving, 40 acres and a mule. Now, ain't no telling how much work was done by my ancestors under slavery's rule, but sure as hell the total's got to run at least 40 acres and a mule. Now, I'm not saying this to see folks sweat, 'cause I'm not bitter, neither am I cruel, but ain't nobody paid for slavery yet about my 40 acres and my mule. We had a promise that was taken back. And when we hollered, it was, hey, shmiku. Well, me, I'm being rowdy, hot, and black. I want my 40 acres and my mule. Don't tell me not to get myself upset. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of ghoul. Just answer quietly, when do I get my goddamn 40 acres and my mule? No thanks, I'll take my own self out to lunch. No thanks, I'll dig me my own swimming pool and lay and play around with my own bunch. Yeah, I get 40 acres and a mule. 'Cause interest gotta go on, just like rent. I may be crazy, but I ain't no fool. 100 years of debt at 10% per year, per 40 acres and per mule. Now, add that up. Ooh-wee, look at that. No wonder y'all call great-grandma Jewel. Just pay me that and call the whole thing square. Yes, Lordy, 40 acres and a mule.
Search the faces of the people he'd meet for one he could recognize. Brother, where are you?
went as hard as stone. And the poor boy whimpered and began to cry, because he was all alone. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. Now there are many who swear it's true that brothers are we all, and yet it seems there are very few who will answer a brother's call. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way.
That's Oscar Brown Jr. and Brother, Where Are You? From his 1964 album, Mr. Oscar Brown Jr. Goes to Washington. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on the web at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.
Asking